This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Morning show out today. Tom Kelly, Broads, Ashlyn Sullivan. We are live from Eagles training camp, NovaCare Complex 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. The sun's starting to, I guess, kind of creep out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I feel I'm not just staring at a blackness of nothing anymore, which is good. There's life to the party.
What is beautiful, just looking out and seeing three football fields out.
Nothing better.
Is that not
the best thing? If this was my backyard, I'd be a happy woman every day.
An empty football field? I'm thinking maybe a beautiful golf course or something like that. You want empty turf?
I'm just imagining George, my dog, whipping around.
Well, George would have a good time.
He would have
there.
A very nice time.
Yeah, unless Vic Fangio's throwing the football, then it could get a little intense.
You should have brought George to work today, Ashlyn. Let him run around a little bit while we're cooped up in here.
He wouldn't be a distraction at all. Great idea.
Oh, he seems like a good dog. No, he sits right around your lap and just chills, doesn't he?
No, he would have a lot to say, okay. Especially about the Zach Wheeler news.
Well, just let him go run around the field, you know?
Sirianni would love that.
yeah, I'm sure.
Let's see how long it would take for us to get noticed.
Yeah, we'd have to track, you know, where everywhere we went to the bathroom. We'd have to go pick that up. Don't want anybody getting in that during practice. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But starting the show off talking about the Phillies here and the Zach Wheeler news from over the weekend. It really is, it's a gut punch, man. I mean, you go through a season and you project things a certain way. And we talked about the trade deadline for weeks. And so much of it, when we plan around this team, was around this rotation being elite, this rotation being great. And now you lose Zach Wheeler. It definitely does, I mean, hinder you. There's no question about that. But I look at the rest of the rotation. I see Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, Jesus Luzardo. I still think they have the pitching to get there. And I want to know, guys, like, what is your biggest concern at this point? Like, after the Wheeler thing, does your biggest concern shift? Is it now the pitching? But because for me, it's still the offense. Like, it's still the bats. That's why I look at it. And it's like, okay, if I felt confident enough in their pitching before, even without Wheeler, I still think the pitching is there. Would your concern still be the offense, Broads, or is it more pitching?
Yeah, no, it's definitely still the offense. Without a doubt, I'd look at the offense and say, you don't know what you're going to get on a day-to-day basis. You can get shut out by the Nationals with a team that stinks, with a horrible bullpen and a terrible staff in general, and you don't score a run, and you have stupid base-running mistakes, so even when you do get on base, somehow you shoot yourself in the foot, and that type of stuff is problematic. But I do think the starting pitching is starting to shift closer towards the inconsistent offense more than I would like to admit, just because if Luzardo gets one guy on base, he falls apart because he can't pitch out of the stretch. Ranger does a good job of grinding when he doesn't have his A-plus stuff, and he still doesn't lose that in second halves of seasons, but he still doesn't have that sharp, crisp, nasty sub-2 ERA, Cy Young, amazing Ranger in him either. So with that being the case, Nola was a disaster. I think as much as the inconsistencies of the offense is probably number one on everyone's list, the pitching staff is probably closer to that than we would like to admit. I'm definitely starting to shift that way. It's still the offense by a small margin, but the pitching, it's a mess now. It really is a mess.
No, I don't think it is a mess, though. Like, I think you're weaker than you were. But in the end, like, you're going to need to score runs. Like, we look at last year, and this is why, and again, I'm not trying to diminish what Zach Wheeler is. But last year, Zach Wheeler was incredible in his start against the Mets. It didn't matter because he couldn't score runs.
Right.
The year before against Arizona, Zach Wheeler was incredible in that series. Started game one, started game five, gave you, what, 2 innings of relief in game 7? He was tremendous in that series, and in the end, you didn't score, so I still look at this thing, and I just feel like it's all going to come down to the bats. It's all going to come down to the offense.
Let me give you a hypothetical. So let's say in game one in the NLDS, Sanchez goes out there, and I think we all feel pretty comfortable with Sanchez. That changeup is filthy, and things are rolling in the right direction for him. Let's say he does well, and he takes it takes the ball and he just takes it by storm. He does a good job. Who's getting the ball game two?
I think probably Ranger. I would give the ball to Ranger in game two. I'd go Lizardo game three.
See, I feel horrible about that. I do. I feel bad about it because I don't think Lizardo is going to be able to last more than four innings. And let's say he does a good four innings and then you got to somehow manage to get five, six, seven, eight, nine. That is a scary question. Because if you start pushing Lizardo to five or six, that's when we're getting into the uncomfortable territory. Maybe he can survive four. Can you backpack somebody off of him and you do time?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Taiwan for two innings to see if you can then get to the seventh, which is also a crazy gamble, and I felt very nauseous just even speaking that into the microphone. So it's not the worst case scenario in the world to have those two guys lined up after Sanchez, but I think what's also hurting me emotionally is there was once a time where we looked at this staff as maybe one of the best staffs assembled, so that was the bar and expectation for so long, so maybe that's swaying my opinion on the staff right now.
You're going to have to win a different way now, and this is what it's really going to come down to, is these highly paid players on offense, they're going to need to step up. I mean, I'm confident in Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, but now this does put the microscope on Trey Turner and Nick Castellanos and Alec Bohm, JT Realmuto. This offense needs to come through for this team. And let's face it, I don't care what the numbers say. They've been underwhelming so far this year. You know, I don't care where they rank in this or that in the National League. They need to be better. And I'm asking for four runs a game. Like, if they could score four runs a game in a postseason, I still think your pitching is good enough where you could advance and you could win rounds in the playoffs that way.
You mentioned Bryce. Do we know if Bryce is feeling good right now? Because that surge that we had after the All-Star break, he started to look like a really insane Bryce Harper again. He's nowhere near that anymore. And maybe it's just one of those things where he'll pick it back up. The moment gets big. It's the playoffs. It's October. He's a big moment type of guy. But right now, I don't know how much confidence I have. Now, I'll never rule out Bryce just because he is one of those type of players. But I can't act as if I am the most thrilled with his results over the last couple of weeks because I think that wrist might be a real problem.
I have no concerns about Bryce Harper.
You have none at all?
Not when you get to the postseason. When you get to those big moments, I feel good about Bryce. I mean, he struggled early in the year, and I think a lot of that did have to do with the wrist. But I feel like he's looked a lot better recently. Ashlyn, where do you fall on your confidence with the offense?
Well, it's crazy what you just talked about, and it is so true when you say the high-paid players are going to have to show up when it matters most. Like, that's insane that we even have to say that. That's crazy that we have to make that ask that, oh, they better show up when it counts. When you look at the cap and the money they're being paid and asking Bryce Harper to show up in the postseason here in Red October, like, that's absurd that we're even talking about that right now.
Yeah.
Like it's a question that it might not happen. Well, and it might not.
No, and we saw it with this offense in the playoffs last year. And we saw it with the offense in the playoffs in 2023, late in that series against Arizona. But this is what's so weird about this situation. Because you lose Zach Wheeler. But, like, the concern I feel like I'm gathering from all three of us, we're still more worried about the offense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we're still more concerned about the offense than the pitching staff. And I think that really speaks to, you know, how underwhelming this offense has been. But at least I see a pathway with the pitching where if they can hit, if they can score runs, I don't think the pitching is going to fall apart.
It does put it in perspective when you lay it out that way.
It's so sad. Like,
they just lost Zach Wheeler, yeah. And we're not worried
and
as much about
the pitching staff. And we're still talking
about. Right. Now, I am. But don't get me wrong, but in comparison to the offense, the fact that you lose a superstar Zach Wheeler, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and we still look right back to Nick being underwhelming and Trey just hitting dinky singles nonstop.
We're still talking about Max Kepler.
Yeah, we're talking about Max Kepler. Right. So to your point, TK, I understand where you're coming from. I just still have a lot of nerves, and maybe it is because I'm flat out broken and I'm flawed as an individual. It can very well be that. But I just so shook on Lizardo with one man on base and him pitching out of the stretch, or Ranger giving us four innings of three earned run ball where he just doesn't look right, but he still grinds and gets out of some trouble, but it's still not good enough at the end of the day. And that's going to hurt you too. And when you marry all of it together, I go, in what world? In what world are they going to all put this together at the right time?
That was pretty deep, Rhodes. I mean, we're talking about this offense, and you're saying, you know, because you don't believe in the offense, you think you're flawed. You're not flawed as an individual. It's all right.
I'm sorry. I'm broken, dude. I was on the air the last 2 days, and I'm just sitting here for 4 hours. I can't stand this team. I despise this team. They piss me off. And then I look at it, and they have a second-best record in the National League. And I go, what the hell is wrong with me? But then I go, wait a second. I have brain cells. I'm watching this team compete. I know they're not good enough. So don't be so hard on yourself. But then again, I go, well, but look at the record. So as you can tell, it is chaos in this noggin of mine.
This is a 3 a.m. Broads can't sleep.
Uh-huh.
Weighing his options.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts? No. Yes. Maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm not. But I might be. I might be.
Ask me in an hour.
Yeah. Watching Broads go through these emotions in real time is fascinating.
It's unbelievable.
I just saw like three different personalities in a matter of 20 seconds.
It's because we all know what's going to happen, and that's why you're not nuts, because you do look at the record, and if you ask someone not in Philadelphia right now, they'd say, why are you freaking out? It's because we know what's going to happen. We've seen it the past 2 years. It's all about timing, and if the timing isn't right, we're done for.